another episode of the Nationwide Podcast. I'm your host, Deara Springer, and this episode, we're talking all about hustle culture. Now, for some people, hustle culture is that way that they made a great achievement in a busy marketplace, and for others, is a straight road to burnout and regret. And today I have two special guests with me who are going to share their entrepreneurship journey and hustle culture as well. I'll let them go ahead and introduce themselves. Ladies first.
Hi, my name is Radania and I'm the co-owner of Posse.
Hi, I'm O'Neill and I'm the co-owner of Posse.
Thank you both for joining us today's episode. Okay. Let's get right into it, guys. Tell me about Posse. What is Posse? How did it start?
Well, Posse is a jewelry business. It's that we focus on hypoallergenic stainless steel jewelry. It was originally founded in 2017 by me, and in 2020 and or 2021, I partnered with my significant other, O'Neill. And you know, Posse went through a lot of stages, but right now we focus more on our creativity and making sure that our pieces are of high quality and sensitive, skin safe, and all of that.
Because obviously that's a key point of what Posse is: hypoallergenic, safe jewelry. So you will find jewelry that you can't really use too often, or you can't do too much with it and all of that. Yeah, but we try to get jewelry that's nice, but still able to handle the pressures.
I love that. Now, with entrepreneurship comes a lot of difficulties.
Yes.
What has the journey been like for you guys?
A roller coaster.
Really, to sum it up. Really and truly, it really comes down to, I guess, where we're situated. A lot of our challenges really would have come from trying to import products, not more so products, but our raw materials that we need to make the pieces that we have. And that there, I guess, that would be the most challenging part of the journey, as well as, you know, staying consistent and keeping on top of trends. You know, that's the best, that's the main challenges that we had throughout the journey.
For you, said that it was a roller coaster. Why roller coaster?
I would say roller coaster due to, you know, with entrepreneurship, it's still a lot of loopholes that you got to get you that you won't have to get you when you're just working standard. So definitely you would be facing a lot of loopholes, things to do with the banking systems and all of those things, but that don't mean that you can't go forward, or that don't mean that you shouldn't go forward. That just means that you need to have resilience, basically.
No, I like that you use the term resilience, because Posse is how old now? 8 years?
Yes.
Wow, that's incredible, by the way, because I know a lot of other entrepreneurs and a lot of businesses in Barbados, they start and then about 1 year in or 2 years in, they absolutely burn out and you never see your business again. So for you guys, what has been the secret really to your longevity and the success that you guys have experienced so far?
I guess always trying to find, you know, ways to incorporate our passion through it, like, or at least focusing more on it rather than through, you know, the challenges that come, like reminding ourselves, you know, this is what we're doing this for. And truly the rewards that you experience, that you would receive from it, like, you know, the customers who come in and they rave about their experience and how they had the products for so many years, like all of those things constantly motivate us to keep going at it and keep trying, even though you know they've been some crazy hurdles throughout the journey. But you know, like, that the passion, really, we try to keep our mind focus on that as much as possible, especially through the hard times.
Because just to add to that, especially the customers, we try to keep the customers at the heart of it.
So like,
it's all about providing in the best way. We always try to listen to the needs of the customers. We try to listen to the needs of what the business needs to provide, all of those things. So just keeping the customer at the heart of it, so that once they're happy, I know they will be happy with us, so that's kind of the secret.
Now, I've often heard that, you know, many persons become entrepreneurs to escape the usual 9-to-5, 5-day-a-week routine. And many entrepreneurs say that they actually tend to work longer hours being entrepreneurs. What has been your experience?
Yeah, we can definitely attest to that. Like, definitely. I remember, you know, thinking to myself, it's crazy. And I've seen memes on it as well. You know, it's crazy how you try to escape this 9-to-5 and now you're working like 24 hours a day or at least 18, you know? Like, it's been crazy. Like, there's a lot to focus on during the day and, you know, like, no, we expanded our team, and I'm happy we have, you know, our team to keep us together.
Yeah.
Because that really
keeps
us on track. Mm-hmm. I kind of lost my train of thought. That's
okay. Then would you say then, you know, because of entrepreneurship, that hustle culture is somewhat intertwined, would you say that it has breeded innovation, or has it just glorified being busy?
You want to answer
them? I would say innovation, though.
Because
I would find that with the same hustle culture, and hustle culture in a good way, it's not just you're just sticking to just one thing and just doing one thing over and over.
Right.
That's where people get lost in what hustle culture is, I would say. But hustle culture, when you're really trying to get a process built and get something turning, and like, you keep trying and trying and trying at it, regardless of failures or whatever, that definitely brings and breeds innovation, from my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. I would say it does. Awesome.
And how has it for you?
Truly, with that, to add to what he says, the innovation that will come, especially through finding new ways to make your customers happy and to make sure they're satisfied.
Yeah.
Finding new ways to expand your product line. Like, we really, although it's a constant, you know, process every single day, getting up every day, going down to the store, dealing with the online, it's a lot. And it really does feel sometimes like, you know, you're overworking yourself.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the end goal at the end of the day is you want to build something that lasts generations.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's hard to just, you know, say, well, it just glorifies being busy.
Mm-hmm.
It truly, if you're working towards a major end goal at the end of the day, how can you really say, you know, put a limit on that?
Okay. So walk us through an average day for Posse. What does being an entrepreneur look like for you?
Well, in the stage that we're in right now, we get up, there's the online business. We have two parts of the business right now. There's the online store and then there's the physical store. So through the online store and through our our major focus in the marketing and social media and stuff, that's a daily, like a morning task.
Yeah.
Like every morning
checking orders,
seeing what we have to do, checking what orders have to go out, and like through the online system before, you know, going in for the day. Or, you know, if you don't get to go in that day, there's meetings that have to be done.
Yeah.
You know, like, because we're trying to collaborate more with other brands and stuff
like
that.
Yeah.
So that's something that's really taken up a lot of our time recently, too. So, you know, like, that's the best way. I think I'm up to about lunch. and fulfilling orders and, you know, always looking for new ways to add new things to the product line and to the store and the online platform. So it's a packed day.
From your perspective, what does it look like?
Basically, well, summary, you still don't want to give them too much. But basically, well, summary, as I would say, like, getting up, handling all the online things and getting things posted and things to get the day started, then heading down, dealing with the store, like communicating with the with our team members. We have people communicating with the team members, getting on track, seeing what's going on, getting out to get things for the store that you would need to replenish certain things. Like, mm-hmm. definitely a lot of here, there, and everywhere. Definitely that, but yeah.
Well, from your responses, I think my next question is a bit silly, but do you guys enjoy the process of it all?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What has made it enjoyable for you?
Well, a lot. It's still in our passion, like in making the jewelry, sourcing the materials, mm-hmm. interacting with the team, building the team, growing together, you know, growing the customer base. The entire process, honestly, is just fun. You know, it's not going to always be fun. I don't know who would enjoy doing their, you know, accounting and stuff like that. Like, those tasks are tedious. I'm putting stuff in the system and stuff. That gets a little tedious. But, you know, continuing to remember, you know, what's the end goal, you know, even simply the end of finishing this task, you know, what will come out of that.
Yeah, correct.
Whether it be, you know, well, this line will finally be finished or this event will finally happen and people are going to be happy, you know.
Yeah.
Reminding ourselves of that really makes the entire journey fun.
And in the midst of all of it, how have you guys been able to not succumb to burnout, really? Because 8 years, a very long time, you're still going strong, I might add. So how have you guys been able to navigate it in a healthy way, all the pressure that comes with it?
Should I be honest?
Start your day with the Nation News ePaper. Enjoy the accessibility and new upgrades of the Nation News ePaper daily, whether on our mobile app or Nation News website. For added convenience, use our new audio read feature, which reads the newspaper aloud, or look in the archives for any publications you may have missed. Get your news, your time, your way with the Nation News ePaper and enjoy our new upgrades.
I don't think it's a healthy way.
It's just not possible.
You just navigate it.
You just like it burnt out twice already this year.
Wow. Wow.
Like, it's just,
I think that's really the only honest answer with you.
Honestly, I can't even lie. I don't know if y'all find out. Please tell me. I don't know yet. I'm trying to find balance, but.
Well, let's start with the resilience that needed, mm-hmm. man. Because even through a burnout, you're going to be able to get it still.
Yeah.
Like, a burnout can be the end of it, though, kind of
reason. Right. We try to remind ourselves of that a lot recently. Like, our slow periods and the times we aren't as strong as we usually are, they still don't define us.
Correct.
You know?
Correct. It's just a period.
Yeah. It's just a moment.
So, how do you bounce back from the burnouts?
Well, my mom just said it. Take a trip.
I love that.
I'm sorry. I can't even, like, whether it be in Ireland where you go and see one of the attractions that we have out here, like Harrison's Cape. I love Harrison's Cape. So, like, anything like that used to be something we used to do a lot in the beginning, like go on island drives and just, you know, catch back ourselves.
Yeah.
But if there's a trip booked, I'm going to be as motivated as possible.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah. So, you know, just taking a break.
Yeah, taking a break, taking time to rest, whatever that may be for you, you know, like
just catch back
your
yourself,
hobbies, catch back yourself, take time to rest.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. So, how would you guys then differentiate between having a healthy work ethic and toxic overworking?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess it really depends on, you know, if it's starting to affect, I hate to say this, but if it's starting to affect me physically, or, you know, both of us physically, we're starting to feel too drained, you know, that's when we know, all right, we gotta take it a little easy here. This is something, yes, we want to get completed. And also, it depends on the importance of the matter, because there's something I've been seeing a lot recently about, you know, not letting other people's emergency, you know, become my emergency. So that's the importance of the situation. You know, you really have to sit and evaluate, all right, does this really need all of my energy right now? Do I need to take it to this level, or can I pace it out into like steps and do peace today, peace tomorrow? You know what I mean? Like, that's really, I don't know all the time if it's always healthy, if I'm gonna be honest. But you know, just trying to like focus on and see, you know, monitoring when it's, you know, getting out of hand.
What about you?
I think it's really, for me, I think it's kind of hard to like pinpoint a direct difference. Like as she would have stated, like sometimes like it comes to a point where like your body would physically tell, and in reality like that's not even a good thing, because you shouldn't really get to that point. But the reality is that it's hard to just like really pinpoint like that's the point that you wouldn't cross, or like things. Like as I said, like the question came twice and I still can't really point it.
Because it's still an ongoing thing that we're trying to figure out, especially you know, given stuff that, you know, we have to do recently is a lot more work than we would have had over the past few years, a lot more to keep up with. Yeah. So we're still trying to find, you know, that balance.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Okay. One major thing that I'm getting from all of this is that being an entrepreneur is hard.
It is.
For sure. And I think, as I previously said, a lot of people tend to go into entrepreneurship to escape the regular 9-to-5, but they're not really fully aware of the difficulty that comes with being an entrepreneur. You know, I think they have a really tra-la-la view of it. What advice would you give to, you know, any young person or any person really who wants to become an entrepreneur? What real, raw, authentic advice would you give to them? What do they need to know?
To get forward, you just got to keep in mind that there will be trials, there will be tribulations, but only the man that stick to it is who will get forward. So it's either you would stick to it and get forward, or you would not. And not get forward.
Basically, Simple.
Yeah.
But your passion does have to drive you as well. So that's one thing I always, you know, say, especially when people ask us, you know, questions like, you know, how do you stick it through? Like, much like this question, is if you're not passionate about it, it's going to be very hard for you to last long in whatever industry you choose to go into. There has to be some, you know, underlying desire to keep you attached to, you know, completing that goal. I genuinely think that passion is a huge drive.
Giving up sometimes is the easiest thing for people to do.
Correct.
So as you say, it needs to be some kind of connection, something drawing you there to still just keep holding on.
Yeah.
But you got to hold on.
Yeah.
You got to.
Yeah. Especially because success isn't really an overnight thing.
Yeah, no,
Journey. So, you know, before you started Posse, was there any other business ideas that you had in your mind before landing on Posse?
Actually, yes. Originally, when Posse started, it was from, I was like making jewelry. That was always a passion of mine. I was like working with my hands. So it originally started with like body jewelry, like custom pieces that I would make for people who had to go to like events and stuff, and they wanted something that was like unique. And then we ventured into cosmetics. That was a whole era with lip glosses and like handmade cosmetics. But with that, you know, it, there was a lot of factors that came into play with that that I really just had to, you know, can that idea and move right back into the passion of jewelry. Although we still had it on, you know, going on the side, like I always made anklets from the beginning all the way to now. But, you know, we had to pivot a lot in between, but, you know, based on different factors like importing certain kinds of products and stuff like that. But came right back over to the jewelry. Always had the focus on quality, so we just went full-fledged, you know, more in-depth into that.
Excellent. So, 8 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you looking forward to? What's your vision for Posse for the next 8 years?
Well, starting with, you know, growing our team, that's always been a dream of mine. Finding, you know, more like-minded, passionate people who want to create amazing stuff, and, you know, that's one thing. And then, of course, expanding our product line, finding more...
creating an international footprint.
Yes, I love that. Definitely. Definitely the best way to put it. And, you know, like, really expanding as much as we can to regional and then global.
Excellent. Lovely. Guys, thank you so much for stopping on by Nationwide
and
for having us.
And sharing your difficult experience and being truthful. You were very honest. You were very honest about your entrepreneurship experience. So thank you once again.
Thank you.
And thank you to the viewers for sticking with us throughout the entire conversation. We hope that you've walked away with, you know, something important about entrepreneurship and balancing work and ambition and, you know, trying to navigate the difficulties that come with it. If you've enjoyed this episode, please follow and subscribe. We are almost everywhere. We're on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and of course, you can find us on the Nation website. So until next time, I'm Diara Springer, and we'll see you.